Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We are in the saddle with Michael Conti as he cruises through Time Station 30. You're getting close to Missouri.
Yeah, just getting ready to go across the state line here.
And you've got an escort.
What was that?
You've got an escort with you.
Yeah, I do. Adam Askell from Time Station 30 is right now with me.
How fun is that?
It is really fun. I've communicated with him over the years, and it was fun that I didn't get to see him in 2016, but we traded some gifts and stuff, and now we're back on the road.
That's fantastic. What a great opportunity for him and you as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's big, so, yeah, I was looking forward to it.
Now, Michael, I wanted to touch on something. You are a very strong racer, and don't bring your ego into it and say you're not, because you are. You've won Raw, you've won Hoodoo, you've done extremely well in this sport. Yet here you are in Race Across America, and you've got a really grounded attitude. Every time we talk, you speak about how important it is to be a finisher. Why is that?
Man, I've seen so many people have issues and blow up and not respect the race. And I think this race is a huge race of respect. I mean, there is everything and anything can go wrong, and I know that firsthand. Some stuff's in your control, some stuff's not in your control. And hey, look at us. We lost our main follow vehicle that I had built specifically for this race, but we're still racing out of a van that, it's got all the containers and everything, and we're still racing. You know, we're not losing time. And, Ram was great. I love it.
So of the things you control, have you feel like you've been in control of those situations?
Yeah, pretty much. Our crew's awesome, so if you can control your crew, I'm going to handpick them. So that's good. Saddle, shoes, feet, nutrition, all that stuff's good. We're actually just pacing right now. I mean, you talk to me every morning and night. We're not, I'm just riding 300 miles a day and built in a buffer so I get that finish. I mean, to me, I don't know what Adam Bickett's finish time is or Sarah Cooper. But I know that they're ramp finishers, and that's pretty awesome.
You know, I love how you just took responsibility for the crew as well, because my big goal when I finish one of these things is that I don't want to have any excuses. I don't want to say, well, I got second because of this. And sometimes you'll hear, gosh, my crew just wasn't up to par or some things went wrong. I mean, that's on us because we chose those people to join us, and it's our duty to get them trained and ready.
Yeah, it's our duty to set an example and lead them. My attitude determines how they're going to treat me. So please, thank you. Yes, no, that's a huge deal. We get a little heated sometimes. We're racing, right?
Exactly.
We didn't expect to be up here. And so we're a little more hurried up here, in fifth place, in top American, but we still are having a ton of fun. We took time to hang out at Penn Station 30, and we plan on having more fun across the country.
And, I mean, very true. Of course, you're always competitive, and you want to do as well as you can, and hopefully that's going to get you a high placing, but you really seem to be grounded in your whole attitude around that.
Yeah, I'm going to spend 2 weeks of my life. I might as well have fun doing it. I don't want to push myself into a horrible situation. That's one thing about Ram is we're already know plan A is going to be out the window, right? Right when I leave Oceanside. So
exactly.
We're on plan, like, G, I think, right now. And our Sprinter van finally got fixed this morning, and it's moving its way up. And now I don't have to go back and forth to hotels. I can, you know, sleep now on course, you know, sleep immediately when I want to. And, you know, we'll get faster and pick up, you know, more speed and stuff like that. But for right now, we're just kind of, you know, racing the race or the ride, or this is my ram. This is my perfect ram, and it's going to look different to everyone. But for me, I'm living my dream, and it's hard not to think about, you know, finishing in Annapolis. So we're being safe and just monitoring everything and sticking a plan.
Yeah, you were talking about a 4-hour sleep break last night. Were you able to get that?
Yeah, it's actually, we're off for 4.5 hours.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, for me, I'm super fresh. You can look at my time station times. I think we were, yeah, and I mean, our speeds right now are really good because we slept, you know, long last night. And I believe that we had three-hour sleeps built into our RAM. And that's, for me, I want to be comfortable and remember this. I don't want to be blown out of my mind and not remember anything.
Now, how is the wind treating you today?
Better. We're hoping when we're supposed to get a southwest wind blowing us into Missouri. So we'll stay on the bike for a while today and see what the guys behind do and monitor their sleeping.
That, I know my history with that is that when you get to Missouri, the wind generally improves and is not quite as strong. Hopefully that'll hold.
Nothing could be as bad as yesterday, man. It was blowing. I wanted to just pound my head into a wall instead of riding my bike. It was horrible. The worst 24 hours I've had on a bike, just relentless. And that's when the mental game comes in, the RAM mental game. And I've heard about it, but yesterday was like the first real test of it, I guess I would say.
You got to live it.
I got to live it. I'm living every day around, man. And we went through the halfway, and my crew had signs and everything. It was fantastic. And, like, holy crap. Halfway, we hit it right at our 5-day time, which at 120 hours. I was like, oh, man, we got a lot more to go. And the people in that Ram Club have earned it. I mean, they are a Ram finisher. I mean, they're, my book, they're up there. I mean, they are. It's crazy. I mean, halfway, and I'm just going, wow, I got a lot more to go.
Well, Michael, I want to chat with you this evening. Tomorrow, I'm definitely giving you a call from the airport and then from my room in Annapolis when I get out there. And I really am looking forward to seeing you in person when we get to Annapolis.
Yeah, fantastic. We're working our way to get there, man. One day at a time, that's guaranteed. And we're definitely going to earn it. You know, Ram is something that gets to be earned. I don't think there's a free pass ever.
Well, I'm loving that you're sending selfies to go with all your podcasts, so the pictures are great. You're the first person to ever do that.
Yeah, I'll send one to me and Adam here.
Okay, thanks a lot, Michael.
All right, man, I'll talk to you later.
Michael Conti joining us as he nears Missouri in the 2018 Race Across America. Thanks very much for listening. From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.